Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So, Pat, tell us, man, what happened this morning in your abiding time? And what did God impress on you this morning?
Well, actually, I was reading 2 Chronicles again, and I'm reading about Asa's son, Jehoshaphat, and something really interesting came to light when I was reading.
And Joe was fat. What was his name?
Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat.
Interesting name, right? And where it begins in this part, you know, he became the next king after Asa. And
so Jehoshaphat was king after King Asa.
He came right after Asa. And
Asa, the one that you said
last week, yeah, he was the one that got prideful in this latter part of his years and ended up, you know, robbing God from the treasuries to pay off his enemy.
Yeah, as a matter, we just taught yesterday that, you know, you can rob God. The question is, are you robbing him? You can find that on the VFN torch or on highlights.
And he never repented, so he ended up dying. But Jehoshaphat, he was a godly king as well. You know, he sought the Lord, and man, he did a lot of great things for Israel. I mean, he was even the one that he sent people out to actually teach the people the word of God. I mean, went to every single town and sent people there to actually teach them.
Which is an awesome pattern, isn't it?
Isn't that something?
Hey, I think I think we have VFN TV. Why? It's filled with teachings. We have to get taught the word. If we want to change this culture in this nation, you can't just like want it to change. You have to begin to sow the truth of God. So we have VFN Radio. So we have VFN TV. Because the teachings of God, we have to re-grasp again, right?
That's right.
If you want to change it, and you want to change it.
That's right.
And it will change when the teachings of Moses, the teachings of Jesus, reign over our life. So teaching the word of God, pastors, teachers, is straight from the word. That's how we're going to change this nation, is teaching again. Okay.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's cool.
Well, then he got word that that these three nations were rising up and joining forces and about to come against him and the nation of Israel, or actually Judah. It was...
it sounds like Iran trying to come against Israel today,
exactly.
Don't it?
It was the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir.
Wow, it's probably the same ones.
Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun. Huh?
Nothing new, man. They've been fighting
Was this like 1978 or...
1967, right?
67.
Yeah, right. So once he got word of it, it says in the word, he says he got terrified. And he begged God for guidance. It's interesting how
there's nothing like terror that brings you to your knees.
Oh my goodness. I've never heard that put together like that with any other king. You know, like David, he went and sought the Lord, but he used the words, he was terrified and he begged God forgiveness. That's interesting.
Well then you think about it, when God told Joshua, when you're going in the land, he says, do not be terrified.
God sent a prophet. Jehoshaphat.
It's what he always does.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
It's important to pay attention when God's telling you something in the midst of darkness, mentioning your past. I don't want to hear it now. Yeah. It's dark. I don't want to hear about all my mistakes. It is like, no, you have to hear about your mistakes first. Remember where you came from, and then he brings you into the light. But if we're not willing to hear the truth in the midst of our struggle, then we're not going to come out of it.
Right.
He doesn't tell us after, you know, we're in Tahiti somewhere, drinking a little fruity drink with an umbrella in it and saying, well, let me prophesy to you.
Right.
It's in the midst of great struggle and all the consequences of what's happening in the environment.
Absolutely.
Kind of like now, right?
Absolutely. And he also called a fast.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Next.
No.
So then,
that's important.
Yeah, it is very important because God answered. That's when he sent the prophet.
Lord, help me to have a more... fasted lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
All right.
Lord, I want, I pray for the grace of my life.
All right.
Have that fast lifestyle.
So then that's when, God sent the prophet and told him, say, look,
So he prayed and then he heard.
And the answer came.
Okay.
And then God says, hang on, relax, be encouraged. The Lord's going to fight this for you.
Whoa.
All right. Cool. So then he tells him, and he gives him exact specific instructions where to go to find these guys.
A blueprint from heaven. Wow.
Yeah. Told him exactly where to go to find them because they had no idea. So they went out in the wilderness.
Them meaning the bad guys.
Jehoshaphat and the army, Israel's army.
Oh, okay.
He told where the bad guys were. Yes.
Okay, cool.
So they go out into the wilderness, and what was cool, though, Jehoshaphat gathers the army, and he says, After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army.
Let me get this straight. Mm. They're about to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
He's terrified.
Mm-hmm.
He falls to his knees. He quits eating food, cries out to God desperately, asks God to forgive him for his sins.
Mm-hmm.
A man shows up and said, "The Lord would say unto you."
Exactly.
And he tells us, "They're over here.
Yeah.
And I want you to go get some singers."
This is what Jehoshaphat did.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what Jehoshaphat did.
And he obeyed him, huh?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So he called out some singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
And praising the Lord and praising him for his splendor. And this
awesome.
Is what they sang.
Lord, we praise your name. We yes. thank you, God.
Shoot. He says, they sang, "Give thanks to the Lord. His faithfulness endures forever."
There's a song like that.
Wow.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Get this. Yeah. Get this. At that very moment, they began to sing and give praise to the Lord. The Lord that caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves.
So when they obeyed God and did exactly what he said and started praising the Lord and giving God glory and mm-hmm. just worshiping him
mm-hmm.
without them doing anything,
did
God defeat their enemy, and all of a sudden the Muslim Brotherhood turned on themselves. I mean, all the infighting began to happen with all Satan's captives.
Mm, exactly. Mm.
At that moment.
Outside their eyeshot. They didn't know this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they got there, they had all destroyed themselves. There was dead bodies everywhere. They were all completely wiped out.
Man.
And they didn't have to do a thing. They lifted
beautiful,
one finger. And that's all.
Mm-hmm. That's
because
beautiful.
They gave praises to God. Let the Lord.
And they heard a strategy. They repented. They yep. fell to the knees. They cried out. They fasted. The prophet came. They had to deal with the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to tell them the strategy mm-hmm. from heaven.
Right.
And the strategy seemed pretty wild, didn't it? It's like,
yeah.
Where's the guns ablazing here?
Right.
And it was, okay, I just want you to sing. And I want you to praise God.
And then on top of that, there was so much loot. There was so much bounty.
Mm-hmm.
It took them 3 days to collect it all.
Wow.
God blessed them so much after all that.
So they have the wealth of the wicked was stored up for the righteous?
Righteous. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Is that encouraging?
That's something.
Very.
That is so encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's where we are. We think about it. You know, that's mm-hmm. where we are as a church in America.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear everybody right now saying, listen, 40 days of prayer and fasting and crying out to God. And people say, well, what good is that going to do? Well, it's going to definitely do good because God says that's what we do. But when he reveals our sin to us or we're aware of our sin, we got to say, in addition to praying,
mm-hmm.
forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I've sinned against you. I've sinned against others. And then we got to hear the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hear what's happening because he, you know, as obviously Jehoshaphat, he was into how God wants things to be run because he knew that was the only way it was going to work. So he began to teach all the commands
mm-hmm.
of God to the people.
That's right.
We can't skip over how God wants marriage to be and how God wants mm-hmm. family to be and how church is supposed to be and all the different things God tells us to do about finances and business. That's called repentance and getting the word of God over us. But let me tell you something. You know, the only way that you can win these battles anyway is if God wins them, because you try to fight him in your own strength, it's not going to be good. It is not
going
to be good. That's a really encouraging word. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are being encouraged this morning. You've been trying to look at something that was overwhelming. Maybe you were terrified at what you've seen. But I want to encourage you, Pat has encouraged you, that, and God has spoke that this morning in his abiding time, to send that out and letting you know that God will defeat your enemies if you follow his instructions. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.